Then the other organization has done community sensitization already on safeguarding. They actually had a community meeting. So they integrated safeguarding in the meeting. So there they sensitized the community beneficiaries on what safeguarding was all about and the organization's commitment to ensuring that safeguarding is adhered to, the protocols are adhered to. They also discuss reporting channels with the beneficiaries, and they selected two channels which they are going to implement.
When Oluchi was giving us her update, she mentioned that community members have already been trained by some of the partners that she's supporting. I was just wondering how this happened because, for example, the organization that I am supporting, they work with donor funds. So when you say anything about training, they always ask you who will be doing the training and where the funds will come from. And I can understand because they have put in an application and they have funds which are for specific activities. So I just wanted to find out, maybe Oluchi can let me know a creative way the partners have undertaken this training in their community.
Thank you, Julie. It's a serious challenge, mostly for local organizations. So if I don't know if you heard when I said that they already scheduled a community meeting. They usually have monthly meeting with their beneficiaries. So fortunately for me, when I discussed that with them, they already told me they have meeting the next week. So it was integrated into their meeting. It was part of the things they discussed with the organization. It was not a training, it was a community sensitization activity. And then in that same meeting, after the sensitization, they discussed about their reporting channels and they selected those ones. And then to also help the people to understand better, to also create a good communication platform for them, they already have sort of like community volunteers from that same community that they had meeting with. They call them ambassadors in their program. So they also added safeguarding monitoring to the ambassadors' responsibilities and told the beneficiaries there and then about it. So they already introduced the ambassadors as also a channel for them to report safeguarding concerns or discuss safeguarding issues or even ask further questions on safeguarding. So it wasn't a training, like training. It was a community sensitization integrated in an already existing community meeting that they hold on a monthly basis. So you can also apply that.
Thank you very much.